So it looks like it's about that time. So I would like to officially welcome everybody to our Wednesday night Platinum Health Products Product Education Conference call. We're going to be doing this every Wednesday night. We were getting together every Tuesday night, and we've changed that back to Wednesday nights now. So so thank you, everybody, for making time in your schedule to be with us tonight. The subject of tonight's call is immune boosting, and probably if a lot of you work in offices or if you work in schools, you've noticed a lot of kids have been calling in sick, a lot of employees have been calling in sick and using those sick days, and I don't really think it's just to go Christmas shopping. So a lot of people are catching that cold and flu and things, and so it's our goal to give you the tools to prepare yourself and prepare your body so you're not one of the people that is using that last sick day that you have, so you can save it to do the Christmas shopping in a week or two when you're running behind. So anyway, we wanted to talk tonight, we wanted to teach you a little bit about the immune system, and we're really lucky to have Dave Sandoval with us tonight. He's one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and he's been educating and teaching about whole food, nutrition, and how the body works for probably 15, almost 20 years now. And so he's going to tell us a little bit about how complex our immune system is. And one thing that we've learned in our research over the years and that what we've done as formulators of these products that we sell at Platinum Health Products is that we've learned that you can't just take one thing to boost the immune system. There's not one magic bullet or one magic pill that you can take that will do all things. And so what we've tried to do is put together in our immune pack that we're going to talk about tonight, and in all of our products actually, is a broad spectrum of nutrients, of herbs, of you know, foods that can do the job, that can work synergistically to do the job to boost the immune system. So well, I hear lots more people are joining us, and I actually forgot to put the call into moderator mode.
Which I have done, though.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So let's go ahead and get started with the subject matter of the call. And, you know, everywhere I know, certainly in California, we were having 80-degree weather over the weekend, and then on Monday, it's certainly turned a little bit nippy. It's down in the 50s, and that's something, and I don't know if it's an old wives' tale, but it seems like when the weather changes, everybody starts to get sick. And what's your opinion on that? When the weather's getting colder, does that really cause us to get sick? Does that really cause us to contract that cold or flu, Dave?
Well, in reality, we associate the change of weather with getting sick, and a lot of people even call it a season. You know,
right, it's the cold and flu season.
But the truth of the matter is that there's actually social reasons why the rate and there's reasons that have to do, for example, with the environment, but it's not because it's cold. Let me tell you exactly what I mean. First thing is we start, when it gets cold, people start to gather in smaller areas. They gather where there's heat. And so there's not as many people spread out as far apart from each other. People are in closer proximity, and when people are in closer proximity, they tend to breathe and pollute the air, and the things that they touch are more common. More people touch surfaces on the doors going in and out of, you know, certain areas. And so you spend more time indoors. You spend more times closer to people, more chances for exchanging of viruses, bacteria, and protozoa. There is also a second reason why that contributes to the change of weather season, if you will. It not only brings people closer together, it also allows you to have moisture in different areas. For example, during the summertime, it doesn't rain so much. During the summertime, it's pretty dry. You need warm and moisture in order for most bacteria and protozoa to proliferate. And so as a consequence of that, you are going to have more moisture in the air when it starts to rain or snow, or there's more humidity as a result of the storms, even if it doesn't rain. But that moisture then goes into a heated environment. We go into our homes where there is a heater on. That heater keeps us at a steady temperature, and that is a perfect incubating environment for bacteria to grow. And so it really is a time where the environment that changes, we are in smaller heated areas. Those smaller heated areas bring us in closer proximity to each other. We also bring moisture into those areas, which allow for more growth of bacteria. But probably equally as important is stress. When we get cold, it stresses out various points in our body, and it contributes to every time you have stress, it lowers the immune system. So there's a few reasons why this, if you would, causes us to get more colds, flus, and other, you know, little maladies, bothersome little sniffs and wheezes and headaches and things. So there's definitely a relationship, but it's not what most people think. It isn't the weather.
Now, what about my grandmother was always saying, "Little Missy, don't go outside in the wintertime with your hair wet." And I was like, "Oh, whatever, Nana." And but what about that? What about going outside? You know, people say, "Oh, you know, if your neck is cold, you're gonna get, you know, you're gonna get that cold or flu."
Well, there's no doubt that's now been proven true by Chinese medicine, where we find that there are receptor points on the back of the neck, and when we have a cool breeze down the back of our neck, it excites certain receptors within our body and does accelerate the symptoms of being sick. It doesn't actually give you a cold or a flu, but it makes you feel like it. You get clogged nasal passages. You might get a fever. You might get the chills. You might get aches and cramps. So there's no doubt that when the back of your neck is moist and cold, and when a wind blows on it, that you do get the symptoms of, but it wasn't caused by a virus or bacteria.
Cool. Thanks. I always wondered about that. Well, tell us, what are some of the things that people can do, you know, overall, like maybe lifestyle-wise? We're going to talk about supplementation and food choices in a little bit, but tell us what we can do lifestyle-wise, Dave, to reduce the risk of colds and flus and bacteria.
Well, the number one thing that you could do actually to boost, not to boost your immune system, excuse me, but to protect you against colds and flus and viruses, bacteria and protozoa, et cetera, pathogens, the one thing you need to do is stop putting your fingers into your mouth. Stop putting your fingers into your nose. Stop putting your fingers into your eyes.
Yeah, but I bet you, I think most of us are adults here on this call. Isn't that what we tell our three-year-olds and our toddlers? You know, get your fingers out of your mouth.
Exactly. We tell our and then it's amazing the things that we'll put into our mouth. I mean, we put the end of a pencil in our mouth. Everything that we touch is going to, whether it's the button on the you know, on the elevator, the buttons on the phone, whether it's the door handle, no matter what it might be, the ATM machine, everywhere you go, hundreds of people might have touched that area just prior, you know, previous to you. And so the more that you touch your fingers to your mucosa, that's the mucous membrane, that's the membrane that has contact both to the inside and the outside of the body, like our mouth, our eyes, and our nose. The more that we touch these areas with our fingers, the better chance that we are going to infect ourselves, period and amen. And the second thing you could do, short of stopping putting your fingers into your face, is to wash your hands. Wash them often. Wash them with warm, soapy water, not antibacterial soap, not alcohol, not some cream that it kills 99.9% of germs on contact. Just plain old soapy water is more than enough. But you have to do it well, and you have to do it often. And remember, if you wash your hands and then go and grab the handle in the bathroom, not so smart. You've just unwashed your hands to a certain extent, because some people, believe it or not, don't wash their hands after going to the bathroom, and that is something that should be a national awareness campaign. That having been said,
different subject. But
wash
yeah,
your hands and don't touch your hands to funny places and then onto your face.
And it's kind of funny. I was kind of making a joke of it a while ago. You know, we tell our toddlers not to do that, but as adults, we don't realize how often we do it. And it was kind of funny on Halloween, Dave, you dressed up and you painted your face. And after a few, we all dressed up at work, and Dave dressed in a costume, painted his face with like a black charcoal kind of pencil thing. And after a few hours, it was smeared all over and almost all the makeup was off his face. And I'm like, well, why did you take it off? You know, the day's not over. And he's like, I didn't, but I just don't realize how often I touch my face. And if you really stop and be conscious of that, or, you know, you really be aware of it, you probably touch your face, I don't know, what do you think, once a minute?
Yeah, it's amazing. And a lot of times, you know, we touch our mouth and our nose and our eyes, and those are where the germs get in. So that's my advice right off the bat of how to avoid getting sick. Now, there's a couple of other things you could do to boost your immune system, though, and one of them is exercise. Exercising is a tremendous boost to your immune system, and the reason why is exercise increases the uptake of oxygen. And when we have increased oxygen coursing through our veins, then we are also going to kill viruses and bacteria and even cancer cells, because in 1930, a Nobel Prize winner from Germany proved that oxygen alone, when it's sufficiently distributed through our body, is an amazing immune defense against viruses, bacteria, protozoa, yeast, mold, all of that stuff, all the way up to cancer cells.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty cool. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us a little bit about, and because I was actually ignorant of this myself, the difference between colds and flus, the differences between viruses and bacteria a little bit.
Well, the cold and flu are different only because they're a different type of virus, but they are both viruses. The cold is the rhinovirus, and the flu, of course, is influenza. So,
I thought colds were bacterial, so I was all wrong for all these years.
No. And here's the thing is that, a bacteria is actually a microbe that will grow and multiply, much like our own cells grow and multiply. It's not a cell, but it is an organism, a cellular organism. It's not like a human cell. And these bacteria divide and they multiply. And the difference between that and a virus is that a virus is actually a parasite. The virus needs to invade one of our cells in order to feed itself, whereas a bacteria lives all on its own. It could live, for a very long time, multiplying wherever it's warm and where it's moist. That bacteria could stay and grow. However, a virus is not nearly as long-lasting outside of a host environment. Being a parasite, the virus must find a host in order to live. And guess who the host is?
We are the host.
Remember, Amy, that a virus is a little bit like, imagine that a bee flies really, really hard and then slams itself into your body and just buries its head into your body like a tick or something, right?
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
A virus actually, like a missile, shoots itself into one of your cells and then reprograms your DNA. It's like it taps into your computer and takes over the computer of your cell, and then it starts ordering up the nutrients that it needs in order to multiply. Then it creates little tiny missiles, and it shoots them into other cells, and that's how the cell, and that's how it happens. Well, the receptor sites on our cells actually are what the virus attaches to. Attaches that receptor site, works its way inside of your cell, but it does so really quickly. And so that's the difference between a bacteria just grows and takes over part of your body, like a yeast or a mold or something like that, whereas a bacteria actually invades your cells. Excuse me, a virus actually invades your cells.
So is that why the antibiotics don't actually help viruses, because they can't really get inside the cell to change how it's altering your own genetic material?
Well, not only that, even if an antibiotic was, bathed all around a virus, it wouldn't hurt the virus, because the antibiotic is something that will actually kill all of the bacteria in your body. At least a wide-spectrum antibiotic will kill a very wide amount of bacteria in your body.
And that means killing the friendly bacteria that we need in our gut along with the bad bacteria.
And here's the problem, Amy. That's almost always not a good thing. In other words, even if you need an antibiotic, it still takes a toll on your body. It gives you two steps forward but takes you one big step back.
And don't get us wrong, there are definitely instances where you need antibiotics.
Definitely there are instances where you need antibiotics. And when you take antibiotics, they should be accompanied. As soon as you stop with the antibiotic, you should immediately start with a probiotic to rebuild the friendly bacteria faster than the unfriendly bacteria return. And that's what our advanced probiotic is for. But the travesty, Amy, is that doctors will give people, because the doctors don't have anything antiviral.
Right.
They really don't. And so what they'll do to make you feel good, it's like a comfort drug, they'll give you an antibiotic for a viral infection. And you know how they justify it?
Wow.
They'll tell you in private it's comfort medicine, but the way they justify it medically is to say, well, sometimes when you have a virus, your immune system is weakened, opens you up to a bacterial infection. So this is a preemptive strike against a secondary infection that will probably never come.
Oh, lovely.
It's almost, oh, never mind, we're not supposed to talk about politics. Okay.
No, let's not talk about politics.
Next subject.
So, breathing, by the way, before we go on,
Amy, I just want to note that the breathing techniques practiced in yoga or perhaps aerobic exercises, perhaps by running, this type of deep breathing is very immune enhancing.
Oh, awesome. So that's definitely another lifestyle modification, a lifestyle change you can incorporate into your daily routine to boost the immune system. But what are we going to do? You know, we have to touch public places. We have to use the ATM. We have to use our telephones at work that we share with coworkers, perhaps. So we are going to be exposed to viruses and bacteria. Our children go to school with other children that are sick, you know. And so what we have to do and what this call is mainly focusing on is how can we boost our immune system so we can come in contact with these things, hopefully not be smart enough to stick our hands in our mouth, but we can come in contact with these things, but our bodies can overcome it. And that's what we want to talk about tonight, and that's what we want to talk about, the immune-boosting pack that we put together. So, Dave, do you want to talk a little bit about that we come into contact with all these things, but if our immune system is strong enough, they just don't affect us?
Well, I'm not sure if they don't affect you, but here's the difference. Let's say the response time of your body is fast versus the response time of your body being slow. That could make the difference because all of these, whether they're bacteria or viruses, they're not really noticed by our body until they multiply to the point to where they've disrupted our body's system. When they've disrupted our body's system, then we notice. However, long before they've disrupted our body's system, they've gone through an incubation stage where they multiply and where they begin to take over certain ecology of the body. Once they have done that, we feel the results. So if we have a body that is basically a ready and prepared, if the body's ready and prepared, then there's no doubt that by nipping a virus or bacterial growth in the bud, you could literally stop it from growing to the point where it will adversely affect your body. Let me give you a little example, and it has to do with viruses. The products that we're going to recommend, I'm going to explain in a minute, do not kill viruses, for example. But they can stunt or inhibit the growth of viruses to the point where your body's own immune system becomes highly effective against the virus. I'll give you an example. Once again, I was in Holland during the European soccer qualifying matches, football qualifying matches for the World Cup. And unexpectedly, England won a match. They were not favored at all. They were an underdog. And the British fans are so enthusiastic, shall we say, that they literally poured into the streets. Now, Amsterdam, where I was, is a series of very small streets with a lot of bars. And they poured into the streets and began literally to get really rowdy. They started fist fights, turned over cars, lit trash cans on fire. And when the police who were around tried to come and stop them, they quickly realized they were outnumbered. So they stood back and they called for reinforcements. By the time the reinforcements came, the British fans, the hooligans, had grown in such numbers that even the reinforcements were not enough. And all, you know what, broke loose. Well, the next night, or it's actually 2 days later, Great Britain had another soccer match, but this time there were policemen posted outside of every bar. And if there were any trouble, it was going to be nipped in the bud right then and right there. And so, you know, when the virus itself is alone, your body could surround it, and it uses microphage activity to surround and actually destroy the virus or reduce the virus. However, when the virus has a lot of buddies with it, when the virus is standing arm in arm and back to back with a lot of other viruses, your immune system could still surround it, but it cannot move in and it cannot eradicate it. And that's the problem. So, as Amy said, having a strong immune system is like having those policemen posted outside of every bar versus waiting to react when it's too late.
Absolutely, definitely. So we're going to provide some policemen, right? So let's talk about
rapid reaction force.
Right, okay, cool, yeah. let's talk about the first product, or the main product in the immune boosting pack, and that's Immunimax, and it's a really awesome product. It's a synergistic product. It's not just a single ingredient product. So do you want to run down some of the benefits and attributes of the Immunimax, Dave?
Definitely, and we want to remind everybody that the immune system is a complex. That means it's like a city, it's like a bunch of city streets, and it's a complex of interdependent chemical reactions, and they stretch across the entire body. It's an intricate network that includes enzymes, white blood cells, hormones, genes, gastric acids, friendly bacteria, endorphins, neurotransmitters. They include blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents. All of these things make up the immune system, and not to mention hemoglobin. And so when our immune system becomes weakened, it's because these elements are not performing properly. It could be caused by everyday stress. It could be caused by exposure to a virus or bacteria. It could be caused by nutritional deficiencies. But one of the coolest things is that nature has offered in the form of plants and plant extracts an amazing sort of apothecary, you know, of immune-boosting products. And because men didn't have pharmacies way back in the day, they found nature's pharmacy, and there is more knowledge about immune-boosting plants than any other therapeutic form of plants from all around the world. And one of the most amazing immune-boosting components that we've found, it comes from the larch tree. This comes from an African-based tree, and from the larch tree, in the bark, they have found an amazing polysaccharide, and that polysaccharide is very similar to echinacea. And we all know about echinacea, Amy, being good to boost the immune system, right? But what many people don't know is that echinacea is something that only works effectively for the first few days.
Exactly, and then you build up almost an immunity to it.
Well, it's a point of diminished returns, and by the time it's the 14th day, it's really not working at all.
Exactly.
And so basically we have seen the arabinogalactin, which is the larch tree extract, it's not echinacea, it's arabinogalactin from larch tree. It has a highly concentrated form of the polysaccharide that is almost identical to echinacea. But it's a novel polysaccharide because it's a glyconutritional polysaccharide, and it has a number of immunological stimulating properties that aren't found in other plants. And so there's been so much research done, like Dr. Kelly, who did a clinical relevance test on the polysaccharide of arabinogalactin. Dr. P. M. Burkholder, who showed that arabinogalactin is a nutraceutical of note to use for children to boost their immune system. And there's been a number of human clinical trials done in adults and children, and it really is and has been proven to have amazing benefits. Now, you might recognize arabinogalactin as the ingredient that Magic Johnson credits with being a key to his natural immune boosting and life saving regimen that has protected him from the HIV virus for over 20 years. So as a dietary supplement, arabinogalactin is really quite phenomenal. And ours is standardized. It's an important point because we've seen other beverages and different products fortified with things like echinacea. They simply don't compare. So arabinogalactin is the number one ingredient in Immunomax, and there are few things that could compare to that larch tree extract. Now, green tea extract is another amazing immune-boosting compound. In fact, this product, Immunomax, was originally developed when Amy and I were approached by people we knew who were working with AIDS victims. And they said, please put together a product for people who have HIV and they want a powerful natural immune booster. And we did some research, and what we found is that scientists in Japan found a component of green tea that they have shown in their tests. I'm not saying that our product does this, but they've shown that a component of green tea can stop HIV from binding to healthy immune cells. Now, remember that we talked about a virus must bind to the receptor sites of our cell, and that's how the virus spreads. And so the laboratory tests actually suggested that the chemical called elapogogalactin gallate, or EGCG, protects those cells and stops them from being able to be attached. Again, the key is if the virus can't attach, it cannot invade. If it can't invade, it cannot live, and thus it will go and no longer affect your body. And you know, there's an ancient Chinese proverb that says it's better to be deprived of food for 3 days than for green tea for even one.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
And so, you know, nothing is like green tea to a certain extent. The only problem is green tea has to be taken consistently, like 10, 20 glasses a day, which little tiny glasses, mind you, but that's the way they do it in China. However, we find that by taking the green tea extract, that's 200 milligrams per serving, and this is a 40% extract, that gives you the equivalent of a significant number of glasses of green tea from a single product. Now, remember that immune boosting is not an exact science, but Amy and I did a significant amount of research, and only 3 or 4 of our products have any animal content at all. The rest are actually vegan, and those include our meal replacement, which has whey, and our super male, which has velvet antler, and also our joint flex, which has velvet antler and green lipid muscle. The Immunomax, however, is the fourth one. And the reason is because we included a very high-quality colostrum. Now, this is the highest quality colostrum that we have found on the market. And colostrum has what's called immunoglobulins, lactoferrin, and cytokines. And this is something that works very much to restore immune function. When the immune function is reduced, this actually restores it to its naturally high level. And it contains something called PRP. And the PRP was shown in medical studies to enhance the underactive immune system. And it also slows down an overactive immune system. And Amy, don't forget to ask me why that is so important that the ingredients we chose do not unilaterally increase white blood cells, because that would be wrong.
Right.
And so this actually helps to balance, and if your body's producing too many white blood cells, and Amy and I will explain in a minute why that's so important, this is what colostrum helps to do. And remember that there is no source in nature of immunoglobulins, and in plants of immunoglobulins, and only immunoglobulins have the growth factors that affect our muscles, our skin, and our bone. And the reason that's so important is because, as we know, viruses hide in our bone marrow. And viruses get in and they penetrate into skin cells. And they also take advantage of the blood flow that goes through our muscles. It's really important that colostrum is designed specifically, to help reverse aging, illness, And it does that by protecting and normalizing the immune system. It's really an amazing thing. And I know that some people object to some animal product. This is a byproduct of milk production, and I hope that everybody is going to be comfortable with it in the product.
Well,
if
I also
not,
wanted
if
to
not,
add
we
that
have alternatives.
Well, I also wanted to add that we use domestic colostrum. It's from cows that are raised in the U.S., and they're definitely certified the BSE-free. So everything we get comes from the U.S., and it does have a BSE-free certificate, so there is no worries from that department.
And that's bovine spongiform encephalitis, for those of you also known as the mad cow. So ours are certified BSE-free every single time. Now, Amy, did you know that way back in the Middle Ages, there was an herb that was so amazing that it was called self-heal?
Right.
Yeah, it was considered one of the best wound healing remedies, and because of this, it was also known as the carpenter's herb. It was used to treat cuts and abrasions. But today, most people who know about self-heal know it because it comes in what's called a styptic stick. It's something that you put on a cut, and it stops the bleeding. A lot of people use it when they shave, for example, whether it be their legs, their underarms, their face, and I'm only talking about the face for me, by the way. But the bottom line is that self-heal stops internal bleeding. Stopping internal bleeding is key to immune function. So many times our body actually leaks blood, and this is because we have internal lesions. These internal lesions are where bacteria and virus find the most receptive sites, like Helicobacter pylori is a famous bacteria, and where does it live? In lesions, in ulcers, you see? And so self-heal is amazing because it helps heal internally. Like, for example, within our heart tissue, within our ventricles, within, you know, the arteries and the veins, this is something immune boosting thing that gets into the blood and stops internal wounds, and that's really, really important. And historically, this was considered, you know, something that was used to stop sore throats, to stop ulcers, to stop internal bleeding. And Chinese medicine, it's prescribed for edema, which is swelling with water retention, for abscesses, for conjunctivitis, and even for high blood pressure. So self-heal is part of Immunomax, and it is really good for boosting the internal strength of your body and shutting down those receptive areas where viruses and bacteria find a friendly home. And remember, you don't want those unhealed ulcers inside your body anyway. And if you knew how many you had, so many like internal injuries that our body gets, you'd be quite surprised. And self-heal is there for a very, very important reason. Now, Amy, we've gone all over the world, really. We've gone to Africa for arabinogalactin. We've gone to Japan.
Asia for the green tea.
Yeah, Japan for green tea extract. The research about colostrum was done in New Zealand for the most part, but we get the highest quality from the United States. Now I want to go over to astragalus. Now astragalus is one of the oldest and most trusted Chinese herbs. It has been written about for thousands of years in Chinese texts. It is specifically important for balancing the body's qi, for purifying the blood and the spleen. The astragalus root has been used to promote immune function and is a powerful adaptogenic herb. The reason we say adaptogenic is because you look at what we've put into this, and they are all adaptogenic, like the arabinogalactin. The longer you use them, the better they work for you. Now, astragalus has been proven scientifically to contain beneficial compounds. For example, saponins, sterols, isoflavones, polysaccharides. These have all been identified in high levels in astragalus. Now, the research has shown that it is an immunostimulatory product. That means it increases the number of stem cells in the bone marrow. Everybody's talking about stem cells this and stem cells that. Imagine this is something that's been scientifically proven to increase the number of stem cells in bone marrow and lymph tissue and encourages their development into active immune cells. This is amazing stuff. This is an herb that helps trigger immune cells from a resting state so that they will be in a heightened awareness state, which means they will react quickly. To take your immune system from a resting state to a highly alert state is something that usually takes your body quite a while, and that is the difference between success and failure. And so many times, one study actually showed that astragalus increases the production of interferon, which is one of the most important components of the body's immune defense network. Another study showed astragalus root helps promote and maintain respiratory health, so it's great for the lungs. And what do we do with the lungs? Take in oxygen.
What does oxygen do?
Yeah.
It's bacteria and viruses don't grow in an oxygenated environment.
Exactly. So immunoglobulin, that thing that is given to us by colostrum and is also produced by our own body, well, astragalus actually helps your body's own innate production of immunoglobulin and stimulates macrophage activity. So it helps build T cells, which are natural killer cells, and several studies also show that astragalus basically has a tremendous heart-protecting effect because it stops oxidative damage due to the flavonoids and the saponins and the polysaccharides. So when membrane is not affected, when the mucous membrane is not affected as easily, this strengthens the mucous membrane. And that's what we were talking about. Where do the viruses and bacteria come in and take hold? In the mucous membrane. So you can see that we're trying to protect the whole body, head to toe, and we've gone all over the world to find the highest quality and most time-tested. And that then takes us, Amy, to South America, to the Amazonian rainforest, for my favorite herb, perhaps, in all the world, of all the healing herbs. I don't know. Aloe vera is way up there, but after aloe vera, I would say cat's claw, una de gato, una caria, is the most revered herb of the indigenous people of the Amazon rainforest. They've used it forever. It's called, again, Unicarius tomentosa. It's been used by the Agorana, the Ashaninka, the Koshibo, the Kanibo, and the Shipibo. These are the tribes that have inhabited the Amazonian rainforest for over 2,000 years. Now, the Ashaninka Indian tribe in central Peru has used this plant since like the beginning of their written language. They then shared it with other tribes. By the way, the Ashaninka are so prolific at growing it that they were the first to commercialize the growing of the crop, and so it is grown in an amazingly pure way. They use it to treat asthma, but mostly inflammations, for example, in the urinary tract, for arthritis, for rheumatism, for bone pain, for women to recover from childbirth, to cleanse the kidneys, to basically control gastric ulcers, and even for cancer. Now, the indigenous tribes in Piura have used cat's claw to treat virtually every known condition, from cirrhosis, abscesses, rheumatism, tumors, but mostly it is written about in a general way. It says as for internal cleansing and normalizing the body. So that's what the Kahibo tribe are really, they've written the most about it, and they've said that it is, again, for internal cleansing and to normalize the body. Now, cat's claw has a really strange little side note, and I've told Amy about this and some other people. They've gotten a kick out of it, so I'm going to share it with you. It's a little side note of history. A noted authority on Peruvial medicinal plants explains that if you boil at 5 to 6 kilograms, or about 12 pounds, now that's a lot, in water, you could actually reduce it to less than a quart. So you just boil the una de gato, it will boil, they could take 12 pounds and it will boil down and evaporate down until it's less than a quart. If you then drink this, and you drink 1 cup daily during the menstrual cycle, from the first day until the last, it will cause sterility in a woman for 3 to 4 years. If you take it half that much, it'll last about half as long, and it is the safest form of birth control ever studied from nature, and women have very healthy, very strong babies after that time. So just a little side note about cat's claw that is really probably a footnote in history that most people wouldn't know about. But moving on.
moving on, because we certainly don't recommend that as your method of contraception.
It's an interesting footnote of history.
No, it is an interesting footnote. But also, there is a small amount, and all the research on that and is on a very high amount. So don't
be concerned. It's a massive amount.
Don't be concerned with a small amount if you are
It would not affect in any way, shape, or form. So. Now, the next thing is...
Well, I wanted... We've had so much awesome information about the Immunomax, but I wanted to...
Well, there's just one last ingredient, so let's...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
It. The final ingredient in Immunomax is one that we're very familiar with. It's aloe vera. And this is an aloe vera 200X, the highest concentration of aloe vera polysaccharides of any product that's ever been tested. And this is phenomenal. For a number of immune-boosting things. It helps against infections. It helps against, again, it has been used actually in the treatment of AIDS, and it can increase circulation by 700%. And that's something that is really, really important. And the last thing I want to say about the aloe vera, because there's so much is to say, is that there has been a clinical study done on this form of aloe vera that shows that it will help suspend antioxidant nutrients in your blood, in other words, keep them there 3 times longer than they might otherwise remain in your blood. So that is a product called Immunomax. Sorry if it was quite complex, and I might have gone on just a bit because it is an important product for me, I think, for people to understand.
Oh, absolutely. And I wanted you to touch on really quickly what you kind of brought it up earlier, but why is it important? You don't want to stimulate the immune system too much where all you're concentrating on is building those white blood cells. So tell us a little bit about that and how the Immunomax is built. Like, we've called it a broad spectrum, or it's a very synergistic product that it's not going to overstimulate those white blood cells.
Absolutely. Well, the main thing is that white blood cells cause inflammation. And the more white blood cells that your body sends to an area, the greater the inflammation. And your body hits a certain point that you could call a cytokine rush, where there are so many white blood cells that the inflammation is more damaging than the white blood cells are beneficial. Now, why would your body keep sending white blood cells to an area? The reason is because white blood cells are soldiers. The problem is, if the soldier goes into battle and cannot fight, it cannot win, then unfortunately the generals of the body send in more soldiers. What they don't realize is that the white blood cells are only half of the equation. The other half of the equation are red blood cells. Red blood cells carry oxygen, recurring theme, and red blood cells also carry antioxidant nutrients. Antioxidant nutrients, which are vital to the white blood cells that help them to fight and to get strong, and those are the weapons that are used by the white blood cells, are what is delivered by the red blood cells. And so that takes us to the next product in the immune boosting pack, which is the More Greens. Now, More Greens, I want everyone to get my new book, The Green Food Bible, because More Greens has every one of the components. It has algaes, grasses, cruciferous vegetables. It has sea kelp and sea vegetables. It has the widest variety of green foods, and green foods have tremendous immune-boosting qualities. We could spend 20 shows on green foods, but we have a call recorded already all about green food, and we have the book about green food, and we have our CD about green food. So the number one thing I'm going to tell you about green food right now is that in the immune pack we have our most potent green food called the More Greens. And green food is clinically proven, and the studies are in my book, to increase red blood cell count, to eliminate borderline anemia, to highly strengthen your body's red blood cells so that they can carry nutrients and can carry oxygen. That is only one of the immune boosting components of green foods. There are so many more. Green foods are perhaps the number one single plant source that are immune boosting. If you were to point to anything green, you would know that it will boost your immune system, partly by detoxifying the body and eliminating the waste that clogs up and stops the body from acting efficiently, and partly by providing the raw materials, the wide range of enzymes and minerals and vitamins and chlorophyll and lightweight proteins, all of these things which are so important as the raw materials your body uses to remain strong and have a fast response time. And when we are talking, of course, about the immune system. So the product pack includes Immunomax and more greens. And again, we spent a lot of time on Immunomax because you rarely hear about that. But you all know about the greens, and if you don't, well, you're just going to have to buy the book.
Well, I also wanted to mention about the More Greens, is it's such a comprehensive product. It has the friendly bacteria. It has the probiotics in that product. It has, like Dave was saying, it has cereal grasses. It has algae. It has cruciferous vegetables. So it's really an all-in-one product. It even has the rice bran solubles that we talk about so often. It has the fructooligosaccharides, which is a prebiotic. The arabinogalactin, which is what we talked about, the larch tree extract earlier. So it is a product that you can take and should take on a daily basis. Well, of course, we recommend that everyone takes at least 2 to 3 green drinks a day, and maybe you want to switch to making one of those servings of green drinks your More Greens to make sure you're getting that full spectrum of green nutrients and immune-boosting nutrients to keep that immune system at its peak all year round, not just at this, quote, cold and flu season.
Absolutely.
But there's one more product that we want to talk about in the immune pack. We are running out of time, so let's talk a little bit about the Virisher and how that can help your body. You touched on it a little bit earlier, but let's recap it, how the Virisher can help your body rid itself or slow down the production of the viruses.
Well, not all viruses, Amy, are about, as we were talking about before the show, not all viruses are about being sick, per se. They're not about a cold and flu.
No, that's absolutely true. There's herpes 1, herpes 2, there's shingles, is that what you're talking about? More
yeah,
like
absolutely.
Chronic
and even things we live with like mononucleosis or chronic fatigue,
right,
aren't necessarily sicknesses that come and go.
Right.
And so what we wanted to do, meaning Amy and I, what we decided when we sat down to formulate these products, and it was, for the most part, it was a combined effort because I told Amy where I wanted to go, and she helped me to get there. And so what I did is I wanted to take the most powerful, scientifically acknowledged, historically proven the antiviral or virus-inhibiting products. So what we did is from Ayurvedic medicine, we have neem extract. Now, neem extract, there are over 1,000 studies that have been done, literally, about neem extract and its amazing ability to help inhibit viral infections within the body. Now, after the neem extract, we decided, or not decided, but from Mediterranean medicine, we have the olive leaf extract. Now, olive leaf extract has a compound called oleoropin. And oleoropin has, innumerable scientific studies that have been done to show that oleoropin or olive leaf extract is perhaps among, if not the most potent single, extract component component that will boost the immune system in ways that are specific to antiviral activity. In one study, it showed that the properties of oleoropin inactivated not only viruses but bacteria. So this is something that not only works on viruses but bacteria, and it dissolves the outer lining, literally dissolves the outer lining of the microbe. Now, another study showed that it lowered low-density lipoprotein, and another study in France showed that olive leaf extract has extremely high antioxidant quality. So not only is it antiviral, Again, John Hopkins University, no less, showed studied this, and so the olive leaf extract is vitally important. Oil of oregano, the extract derived from wild oregano only, brings fast relief from cold and flu symptoms, runny nose, congestion, chills, sore throat, earaches, cough, fever, fatigue, stuffiness, muscle aches. And the reason is because it affects the virus, which is the cause of these things. Antibiotic could never do that. According to Cass Ingram, the oil of oregano extract boosts the immune function, and it does so quickly that you could actually see symptom relief in a very short period of time. Now, the last ingredient I'm going to talk about specifically or in depth is the Gigertina and Dumontassier varieties of red marine algae. Now, Amy, you know the call volume has gone through the roof because in the new book, Cures the Doctors Don't Want You to Know About, there's a whole like page or several pages dedicated to showing you or talking about red marine algae as the most potent antiviral food, and I would have to agree. Gigertina has shown amazing potential for natural virus suppression against various strains of the herpes virus. It has indicated an ability to suppress strains that resist acyclovir, and that's the drug of choice for treating herpes. Now, Gigertina scotsbergii is a specific and select type of red marine algae, and the number of studies done on it are significant, as well as Dumontassier. And the way that this works, just so that you know, is they inhibit the macroagglomeration, which is a fancy word, but they stop viruses from being able to stick together. Remember what I said, shoulder to shoulder, back to back, arm in arm? Well, that's when your body can't deal with them. However, these compounds called sulfated polysaccharides that are found, this is a unique polysaccharide. It's a sulfured polysaccharide, and that is very unique in nature. Well, this combination of sulfur, which we know to be highly healing, and polysaccharide, which we know to be highly healing, this fusion of two highly healing compounds come together to stop viruses from macroagglomerating, which weakens them and stops them from replicating. It slows down their ability to replicate. And if you slow down the ability to replicate and stop them from sticking together, you have basically opened up the body's ability to deal with this invasion. And so VirusSure is phenomenal because of its wide spectrum of antiviral foods that support your body's battle against viruses. Remember, this isn't a medicine. You can't kill a virus. This is food. This is food that has been shown scientifically to offer you support and to boost your immune system and to help you deal with a problem that is becoming all too common in the world today, the proliferation of viruses. And there are emerging viruses we haven't even discovered yet. And it is my opinion that every one of us, because of the cold and flu season, have no excuse for not having both VirusSure, Immunomax, and a green drink. And if I had to say, it wouldn't hurt to have some Apothecary in your apothecary as well.
Absolutely. And don't wait till you start feeling bad, till you start coming down with that cold or flu. Have the Immunomax and the VirusSure in your cupboard. The Immunomax, my personal testimonial, I haven't gotten sick, knock on wood, this year, but I did last season or back in the spring of this year feel like I was definitely coming down with something. Everybody in the office was calling in sick, and so, of course, there's extra stress because, you know, you're spreading the work around. You know, all the work is landing on the people that are here, you know, when you've got three or four people out. And literally, I took, I think, 9 Immunomax, and I was feeling horrible. And the next day, I was just back to normal. And all the other people in the office, it was taking, you know, 3, 4, 5 days to get back to normal and get back to work. And literally I knocked it out in one day. And so I just encourage everybody to keep the Immunimax, keep the Virasure, take a green drink every day, but keep those things in your cupboard. And when you start feeling like you're run down, like you feel like you're getting something, that tickle in the back of the throat, start pounding that Immunimax and the Virasure, and it really will make a difference in how you feel and how you recover if you do come down with something.
Well, Amy, I want to thank you for moderating tonight's call. It has been a good call. I want to take about 5 minutes for questions and answers. But in the meantime, I want to have you remind everybody how they could listen to this again, how they could find it on the back office, and all of those good things. I'm going to take one moment and go to the little boys' room, and by the time I come back, we'll be ready to open up the line for questions and answers.
Awesome. Okay, if you would like to pass this information along or just take another listen to it again, since we covered so much technical information, you can re-access the call starting in the morning by calling the replay line. That is available at area code 212-461-8911. Again, it's 212-461-8911 to re-access that on the replay line. If we have your email address, we will be sending out what we call a web link tomorrow morning, and you can just click on it and listen to it right there on your computer, or download it onto your MP3 player and listen to it while you, you know, take a walk on the treadmill or do some exercise, or burn it onto a CD and play it in your car. Also, it will be available in the back office as well. If you have a back office, go in there, go log in, go into marketing, I think, and there's a whole section with all of our archived conference calls, so you can re-access that information. We try to make it as easy as possible to re-access that information and share that with friends, family, and loved ones. Also wanted to remind everybody that if you go to the phporder.com website, the Immune Booster Holiday Gift Pack that we just talked about, you get one Virasure, one More Greens, one Immunomax, and you get the free eco-friendly Platinum Health Products cotton tote bag that you can take to the grocery store in lieu of using, you know, paper or plastic. It's really awesome. It's really nice. The retail price is $100. It makes a really awesome gift. Again, the retail price is $100. It's on the website. You can order, and any of your associated discounts will be applied. So, again, the Immune Boosting Holiday Pack, it's on the website. You know, please go and take a look at that and place an order. Also, Dave's book. If you haven't called and or ordered on the website to get a copy, one of the first-run editions of the Green Foods Bible by David Sandoval, highly recommend that you do. They make great stocking stuffers, great gifts. There's also what we call a green food book pack. You get a Best of Greens, another really awesome comprehensive green food that we talked about tonight, along with the book and the tote bag. That makes an awesome Christmas gift as well. So check out the website.
That's only $40 right there. So.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, exactly. Retail $40 on that one. So check
and
out the
remember,
website.
Remember, we have just a few of the limited edition books available. Those are the ones that are like the first press. They're noted on the back. It says limited edition. There were only 200 of those printed, and they will be personally signed and autographed according to your specifications. So, Amy, do you think it's a good time to
open up the phone lines? So if anybody has a question, we just have a couple minutes, maybe about 4 or 5 minutes to answer questions. So if anybody has a question, just go ahead and shout it out.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Beatrice calling from New Jersey. And thank you. Hi. I have a question about my little one and my 5 years old, and I want to know if any of these products we can use them on children as well as an adult. He actually just came out a couple of days ago with a mild fever, like a 101. Monday we went to the doctor, and he said he needed antibiotic because he had the croup. He was coughing here and there. And the fever, we hold the antibiotic until today because the fever is not disappearing. And I want to know if we can help him anyway in the future without the antibiotic.
That's a great question about children.
There's no doubt that you could use the products for your children. And you do not need an antibiotic for a cough. That's insane. But I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you not to take the antibiotic, but I can tell you there's no reason why, if you have a cough, to take an antibiotic. It has been proven that something as simple as a honey, or as simple as a spoonful of sugar, literally, just take a spoonful of brown sugar and let it melt on the tongue, a little bit of the cherry juice, these things actually stop the cough more effectively than most cough syrup. But a simple cough drop is also highly effective to stop the cough. But remember, massaging the throat and playing the throat like a violin, rubbing the fingers across the throat, much like you would play a violin, and keeping the throat warm also reduce the cough. Drinking cold water is bad for the cough. Taking tea with lemon and honey and, lemon rind, the outer part of the lemon, scratch it up a lot with a fork, and then pour boiling water over the lemon rind, add some honey, and sip on that, and you'll be surprised at how much that will help the cough as well. So these are safe for children, and there's other ways to deal with the cough besides.
But how about the fever?
Well, the fever is something that is a result of your body trying to kill a virus or a bacteria. The fever is something that God and nature gave you as part of your immune system.
Right.
And to stop the fever, sure, if you get to a dangerous temperature, but otherwise, the fever is doing its job. And if you have a fever, I suggest that you take a hot bath or shower, keep the hair dry, though, and then bundle up in sheets and blankets until you break a sweat. And the sweating out of those toxins is something your body wants to do. That's why you have the fever.
Also, for the congestion associated with the cough, a green drink is amazing for breaking up the phlegm and the congestion. So highly recommend getting him to do green drinks. And if he doesn't like it in water, apple juice is also a good way to have children take it.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Great.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. So we have time for one or two more questions. So if anybody wants to ask a question.
Yes, this is Jim in New York.
Hi.
I've been taking your pure white American ginseng with the spirulina in a powder form. Should I incorporate that in your all greens, or take it separately, or incorporate it, or I don't need to take it if I take the all greens, or I don't need the all greens if I'm taking that one?
Well, I believe that the white American ginseng is one of the nice components of our product called Be Energetic. I know that that's not the specific brand that you're taking, but the white American ginseng is an excellent immune booster. It really is. And what we're talking about here is we're talking about like a supercharge immune booster. The white American ginseng is something I take regularly to help keep my immune system strong. And the reason why is because it helps you deal with stress. Nothing reduces stress on the body like white American ginseng. And again, that's part of our Be Energetic as well, which is great for balancing the adrenal glands of the body. However, I suggest that you would continue taking that, the ginseng, as you normally would, or maybe you could stop for a little while you load up on the Immunomax and some of these other things, but they're not, one doesn't replace the other, and they're definitely not mutually exclusive.
And I would definitely recommend incorporating some type of green drink into your diet, whether you're taking the ginseng or not.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
Say,
okay.
Trust me, this is one of my regular listeners. He's having a green drink.
Oh, awesome. Okay, great. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, David, you know, I can't get you in New York anymore, so these are very important and very significant, these conference calls like you have tonight. However, I would strongly suggest for you to leave more time for questions.
On Thursdays, between 1 and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're about to make an announcement. I'm doing a strictly question and answer hour, and it will be available on the replay line. So if people want to listen, they could dial 212-990-6260. And 24 hours, 7 days a week, you'll be able to listen to a strictly question and answer version of a conference call.
And what time in New York can I get that?
I'm sorry, Amy, please.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's going to be on Thursdays at 1 p.m., the same time that the radio show was. Is that correct, Dave?
That's correct.
And it is going to be available by calling in to this number. Is that correct, Dave?
That will be the live version when you call this same exact number.
On Thursdays at 1 o'clock, you call the number that you just called in tonight and use the same PIN code, and you can talk with Dave and Shadonna live for an hour on Thursdays, and then that will be available on the replay line. And if you don't get a chance to listen to it live, you can always email your questions in, and they can try to cover that subject matter on the live call, and then you can listen on the replay line.
When are you going to start that?
That starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Oh, sounds good.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you for asking that question. Amy, thank you for the clarity.
No problem. Well, we need to wrap up because we had the request for people that like to burn the audios on their CDs and listen in the car. We can't go over a certain number of minutes or it doesn't fit on one.
We have time for one more call.
Well, David,
one more call.
David.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wanted to know in terms of what would you suggest for weight. And I was using your Immunomax and creatine at one time, and those were working like really well. But all of a sudden, I started losing, and have lost a tremendous amount.
I'm not a big fan of isolated creatine monohydrate, so let's talk about how I could help you to gain weight. Okay, the first thing I need to know is goat milk okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, and so if you can eat avocados, bananas, nuts, and 3 glasses of goat milk a day, in addition to 2 to 3 servings of good quality whole grain breads, and use the Master Aminos, we've actually put together a weight gaining protocol, which is exactly as I told you. You need to have a lot of healthy oils. That means like flax seed, and coconut oil. Those will be your healthy fats. You need to have high-quality protein, which is oily fish and master amino acids. You need to have an abundance of other things like nuts and avocados, and in the summer, bananas, and in the winter, avocados. And this is going to help put the weight on you. The activated barley, when taken in advance of meals, actually helps you to hold on to those meals longer. And if you're eating fatty foods like the avocados and the nuts and the other things, these are healthy fats and good quality proteins, you are going to gain that weight. I guarantee it.
Okay. And your battle plan, do you have that one? Or that's not there?
We're working on weight gain protocols, but I can assure you if you have the basic things, like I said, avocados, bananas, nuts, if you have, and the key is 3 glasses of whole goat's milk a day. That's one of the most, it builds feet on your muscles. It's amazing the way that works.
Okay.
And if you're taking the avocados and the nuts and the master aminos and the activated barley at the same time, you will not fail.
Okay.
Awesome. Well,
and also get tested for hyperthyroid. Go down and get tested because sometimes if you have hyperthyroid, you can't keep weight on.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody, so much for joining us on our Wednesday Platinum Product Education Conference Call series. We will be back with you same time, same place next week. We're going to continue the weight loss call that we started last week and didn't have time to get through all the information. So next week's call will be part 2 on the weight control, actually not weight loss, weight control subject matter. So please tune in. Tell friends, family members to please tune in with you. It's absolutely open to the public, available to anyone. So again, thank you, Dave, so much for being with us tonight, and thank you, everybody, for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us and learn all about boosting our immune system. And hopefully we can save those sick days. And at our company, we actually pay out for sick days, that unused sick days, at the end of the year. So I don't know if other people have those same kind of benefits, or you can just take that sick day and have fun with that sick day instead of being in bed. So our goal here is to improve, you know, the quality of life, and we hope, and I am absolutely sure that if you have that immune boosting pack, it will do that during this cold and flu season this year. So thank you, everybody, and everybody have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Amy's
done an excellent job moderating the call. I want to thank you all for having joined us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the wonderful
Can I ask you one last question?
Go ahead, please.
Yes, I want to know if you have any 800 number for these calls.
I'm afraid we don't have an 800 number. It would cost us far too much. Amy and I already take our time, you know, to prepare for the call, and it is available to most people because their calling plans have evening hours for free. And if you want to listen for free, it's available on the Internet, on our back office, on the computer. So
okay.
You're going to have to call and figure out how to do that. But you could listen for free if you're willing to listen on the computer. But if you're listening on the telephone, I'm afraid you're going to have to figure out with your, let's say, either your cell phone or whatever your calling plan
mm-hmm.
is when you get the free minutes,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully in the evening, and then you should be able to listen for free
okay.
then. That's what most people do.
Well, thank you so much. Great.
It's such, so nice to have you here, and thank you for taking the time and the effort to be with us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Amy. A wonderful call.